It's March 10th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. Alex DeBrincat scored the tie-breaking goal with less than 3 minutes remaining in the third period to give the Ottawa Senators a 5-4 win over the Seattle Kraken last night. Shane Pinto, Jacob Chychrun, Claude Giroux, and Patrick Brown also scored for Ottawa. Mads Sogard made 29 saves. Nick Holden and Tim Stützle each had 2 assists. Giroux, Matthew Joseph, and Jake Sanderson also had assists. Jared McCann scored twice. Vince Dunn and Jaden Schwartz added goals for the Kraken, who had their 5-game winning streak snapped. Philip Grubauer had 26 saves. Alex Wenberg, Yanni Gourde, Daniel Sprong each had an assist, and Schwartz extended his point streak to 5 games. Ottawa scored the game's first 3 goals and led 3-1 after the first period. The Kraken then scored 3 straight, briefly taking the lead on Dunn's goal at 3:23 of the third. That advantage didn't last long, as Giroux scored less than a minute later to tie the game. DeBrincat then scored at 17:37 to seal a win for the Senators, who were coming off a 5-0 loss to Chicago on Monday. Pinto, Chychrun, and Brown scored in the first period. Chychrun, who also had an assist, has 2 goals and 2 assists in 3 games since joining the Senators. McCann, who has 33 goals this season, had the Kraken's lone goal in the first period and added another in the second. McCann has scored in each of the 3 games Seattle has played against the Senators since the start of the 2021-22 season. Let's break it down. The third period started with a 3-3 score and 3 other Pacific Division contenders already having big wins. Edmonton beat Boston after going down 2-0. Vegas beat Tampa Bay in overtime. Los Angeles knocked off Colorado. It didn't translate to a must-win situation for the division title or postseason qualification. There are 17 games remaining for Seattle. But let's agree that checking the NHL scores and feeling urgency as the final period began was a reality. When Vince Dunn scored his 12th goal of the season on Yanni Gourde's 2nd assist of the game, everyone let out a sigh of relief, but it was short-lived. Claude Giroux put a turnaround wrist shot past Philip Grubauer to tie the game. Grubauer held the net for the remaining 15-plus minutes of the third period, making great saves on Ottawa forwards Matthew Joseph and Drake Batherson to keep it tied. With 2.5 minutes in the game, though, Giroux showed why he's Claude Giroux. He kept the puck in the Kraken zone despite being outnumbered 3-1. Ottawa players jumped on the ice for fresh shifts. Puck ended up on Alex DeBrincat's stick, who put the puck net front. Will Borgen got his stick on it, but it bounced through Grubauer's leg pads to give Ottawa a 5-4 lead. There were still a couple minutes left and still some last-minute serious Seattle chances. Oliver Bjorkstrand quick released a shot that looked like the 5th goal, but it hit the crossbar. Jared McCann was inserted into the penalty kill unit in January, joining a group that includes Yanni Gourde, Brandon Tanev, and Alex Wenberg up front. Gaining the coaching staff's trust as a defensive forward in a shorthanded situation was another sign of growth in McCann's overall game. He had clearly delivered with shot blocks, takeaways, and zone clears on a penalty unit that had stopped 26 of the last 27 opposition power plays. Of course, McCann's elite shot comes in, and shorthanded at times, too. When key penalty killer Jamie Oleksiak was whistled off for interference at 10:25 of the opening period, McCann took off when the puck was at the edge of the Kraken zone. Yanni Gourde joined the break, and the Ottawa skaters couldn't keep up. McCann fired on Mads Sogard, who made the stop but couldn't control the rebound, which caromed off an Ottawa defender trailing the play and redirected it into the net. The goal and some pivotal saves by Grubauer advanced Seattle to the first intermission with the game back in sight. After killing off a leftover first period penalty, the Kraken quickly went to work on cutting into Ottawa's two-goal lead. Vince Dunn extended his point streak to 8 games when he took a pass from Oliver Bjorkstrand and set the puck to the front of the net where Jaden Schwartz was getting position. Schwartz deflected the shot for his 4th goal in the last 8 games and 16th of the season. It's just another of many instances of Schwartz leading by example. Dunn's shot was more of a lob than a hard line shot, but Schwartz showed why he was a key scorer in St. Louis's title run in 2019. Dunn was on that team too, and has already topped his career high for points in a season that he set with the Blues in 2018-19. Coach Dave Hextall called a quick timeout after the 3rd Ottawa goal, and his message was simple. Quote, "Our game was not there. We got a reset. Let's go." End quote. The reset was accomplished by the 8:11 mark of the 2nd period when Daniel Sprong rejoined the action from the penalty box and he bolted out of that box. Yanni Gourde found Sprong on the fly. Sprong fired on net, which Ottawa goalie Matt Sogard stopped by the left in the crease for Jared McCann to knock in for his 2nd goal of the night and 33rd of the season. The Kraken survived and even thrived, facing 5 Ottawa power plays on the night, making it 31 kills in the last 32 opposition power plays. All the more impressive, Ottawa was ranked 6th overall in the NHL in power play efficiency. Ottawa decisively controlled the game's pace and scoreboard in the first 9 minutes. Jacob Chychrun, Ottawa's big acquisition at the trade deadline, scored a bit more than 4 minutes into the game. It's Chychrun's 2nd goal in 4 games since joining the Senators, and after not playing for a couple of weeks as Arizona was looking to trade him. Tim Stützle picked up his 36th assist to go with 31 goals for 67 points in 60 games. Let's take a look at the farm system and some players who have not gotten here yet. While the Coachella Valley Firebirds cooled off slightly, they're still seeing a lot of success, having won 2 straight in 6 of their last 10 games. The loss of Andrew Poterolski for the season and Jesper Froden to an NHL call-up have hurt the Firebirds' depth. But Cameron Hughes and Ty Cartier have been integral in filling the void. Hughes has 15 points in his last 10 games, and Cartier is nearly scoring at a goal-per-game pace, with 8 in the last 10 games. Kraken goaltender Nicholas Kakko, who was loaned to Seipa in Finland's top league last month, has been red-hot, posting a .949 save percentage in his last 4 starts. It's been an encouraging stretch for Kakko, who was selected by the Kraken 58th overall in the 2022 NHL Draft. Not only has the 18-year-old goaltender posted encouraging numbers in Finland's top league, Kakko shined for Finland's under-19 squad in an international tournament last month. After missing 8 games with a lower body injury, Shane Wright returned to the Windsor Spitfires lineup. The number 4 overall pick in the 2022 draft has 2 goals and 3 assists in 5 games since his return. Wright started off sweltering hot for the Spitfires with over 2 points per game before his injury. It's not time to sound the alarm due to his drop in production, but it is something worth keeping an eye on. The Spitfires actually could use more out of Wright. Windsor, which has dropped 4 of its 5 games since Wright re-entered the lineup, is trailing the OHL Western Conference leading London Knights, which feature Kraken prospect Ryan Winterton, by 2 points. The Spitfires have 8 games remaining in the regular season, with the Knights holding a game in hand. Windsor ends the season with back-to-back matchups with London. Let's have some playoff updates. In the OHL, 2022 third-round draft pick Ty Nelson and Kyle Jackson, a seventh-round pick in 2022, of the North Bay Battalion, have clinched a playoff spot and are currently the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. North Bay is 10 points off Ottawa for the top seed and unlikely to catch the 67s, but it's holding off the Barrie Colts for home ice in the second round. The Battalion is up 3 points on the Colts with 8 games remaining, none of which are against each other. Fourth round 2022 pick Tucker Robertson and the Peterborough Petes are still vying to secure their spot in the playoffs, but are more than likely to make it. The Petes are jockeying with the Hamilton Bulldogs, Mississauga Steelheads, and Sudbury Wolves, who feature Kraken forward prospect David Goyette, for home ice in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Petes have the inside track with 65 points to Hamilton 64, Mississauga 62, and Sudbury 60, and have a game in hand on Hamilton. In the WHL, Jagr Furkas and the Moose Jaw Warriors are likely locked into the 4-5 matchup in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Warriors lead Lethbridge by 5 points, with the Hurricanes holding a game in hand for home ice in the first round. But watch out for Connor Bedard and the Regina Pats. They likely can't catch Moose Jaw, but are only 5 back of Lethbridge with a game in hand. A first-round matchup putting Furkas and Bedard against each other would be highly entertaining. In the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Jacob Melanson, a fifth-round pick in 2021, and the Sherbrooke Phoenix are currently in a tight battle for the top spot in the Western Conference. The Phoenix lead with 89 points, but the Gatineau Olympique are hot on their tail with 88. 2 of Sherbrooke's remaining 9 games are against Gatineau. In Finland's Liiga, Jani Nieminen, second-round pick in 2022, and Eves are in a dead heat with Tappara for the league's top seed, with both teams having 110 points and Eves having a game in hand. With 3 games remaining in the regular season, it may come down to the two teams meeting on Sunday in Eves' last game of the season. Kako and Seipa and Ville Outokumpu, a fourth-round pick in 2021 of JYP, will both miss the playoffs. In the British Columbia Hockey League, third-round 2022 pick Ben McDonald and the West Kelowna Warriors are third in the interior division standings, but are holding off Salmon Arm and Prince George, who is 1 point and 4 points back respectively, with 6 games remaining. Salmon Arm holds a game in hand. In the United States Hockey League, sixth-round 2022 pick Barrett Hall and the Green Bay Gamblers are currently fourth in the Eastern Conference with 55 points. There's a lot of time left, though, with 16 games remaining in the regular season. Some NCAA notes. Justin Janicki, a seventh-round pick in 2021, and Notre Dame fell to Michigan State in the first round of the Big Ten tournament in a best-of-three series. Fourth-seeded Notre Dame won Game 1 but failed to advance after dropping the next two to the Spartans, the number 5 seed, and seriously jeopardized their chances of making it into the NCAA tournament. Janicki recorded 1 assist in the series. Fourth-round 2022 pick Tyler Jugnauth and seventh-seeded Wisconsin were swept by second-seeded Michigan in their first-round series. Jugnauth recorded 2 assists in the final 2 games of his freshman season. Also noteworthy, Wisconsin fired head coach Tony Granato, who ran the program for the last 7 seasons. And that just about does it for Full Press Kraken. We have Saturday and Monday home games, both against the Dallas Stars. I'll be back on Monday to recap the Saturday game and preview the Monday game. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the weekend.